It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
Why should I repeat gossip? Why should you stop now?
You don't think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
I totally think it's time. The star-studded annual television event, Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, is set to welcome in 2026 tonight. It airs live starting at 7 o'clock our time on ABC, but it will stream tomorrow on Hulu if you want to watch like all the musical performances, not the mayhem and foolishness. This is it. The two-hour finale of the fifth and final season of Stranger Things drops today. Have I watched any of the seasons? No. But I'm happy for you if you like it. Family Ties, Back to the Future, and Spin City icon Michael J. Fox will guest star on season 3 of the Apple TV dramedy Shrinking. If you've never watched it, it's so good. Harrison Ford is one of the stars, and the new trailer shows him interacting with Michael J. Fox in a doctor's waiting room because Harrison Ford has Parkinson's.
What are you in for?
Parkinson's. You?
His haircut.
Just a haircut. Michael J. Fox was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease decades ago. Chris Hemsworth returns as Thor in new footage from Avengers Doomsday, released by Marvel Studios. Thor is seen raising his young son in a cabin in the woods, praying to his gods for strength to defeat one more enemy before he retreats back into a life of stillness. The film is set to open December 18th of 2026. Yeah, that's next year. Oprah Winfrey is opening up in a new People cover story and sharing a pretty surprising side effect of taking GLP-1 weight loss medications. She says she is now sober.
Hi, I'm Oprah.
Come along.
I don't even recognize the woman that I am now because 4 years ago, I couldn't walk down two steps without great pain. My knees were rubbing against themselves.
And that's when it started.
Yeah, I hope that it takes for good for her because she has ridden the roller coaster of weight loss. Cobra Kai and School Spirits actress Peyton List is set to star in an off-Broadway production of the stage musical Heathers. And Taylor Swift is closing out the year by doing what she does best. No, no, not singing. Yeah, she is quietly helping a lot of people. The thing is, the people she's helping aren't being quiet about it. She just donated to kids in both Nashville and Kansas City, supporting Monroe Carroll Jr.'s Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt and the Kansas City nonprofit Operation Breakthrough. That's on top of holiday giving to groups like Feeding America, the American Heart Association, and Music Cares. And yes, she even tipped Arrowhead Stadium workers on Christmas Day. No big announcement, no photo op, just Taylor quietly spreading joy. Oh, but no. Go ahead and hate her if you want. The highest grossing movie of 2025 is probably not what you think it is. It's called Ninja 2. It's an animated film from China that made $2.2 billion worldwide. Didn't even come out in the U.S. with an English version until August. It also broke the record for the highest grossing animated film of all time, set by Inside Out 2 last year. For 2025, Zootopia 2 came in second place. Ooh, and I got a Kardashian / dirt alert. Okay. So, all right, you know, Kourtney Kardashian, the eldest, is married to Travis Barker, and his daughter, Alabama, has been all over the socials about everything all the time, everywhere, all at once. But she's shutting down a conversation all the way down about her Christmas presents because she showed off her haul, casually mentioned lingerie from her dad, and then went on a very pointed TikTok rant because she didn't like what people were saying.
Why are you guys trying to make this lingerie thing a thing? Kourtney picked out the lingerie. Kourtney! You think my dad's like, oh, I'm gonna go pick out my daughter lingerie? No, it was on my Christmas list and he wanted to make it happen for me. So he let Kourtney go pick out the lingerie. God forbid a girl wanted cute panties and bras. Like, literally, leave me alone. I'm literally never going to do another Christmas haul. I hate you guys.
Okay. I don't even know. Alabama Barker. You can block her on TikTok if you choose. That's it. That's the Daily Dust.
What can I say except you're welcome?
And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3.